When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning, Sydney battered by rain. Thousands of people told to leave their homes as swollen rivers threaten to burst. The death toll from the New South Wales flood crisis rises to 4, tributes to the victims, plus the new crisis facing Lismore. All hands on deck for the Queensland cleanup as parts of the state brace for more storms. Also this morning, Fortress WA is no more. The border opens after almost 2 years.
This is 7 News with Jody Spears.
Good morning. It rolled in slowly, but it hit Sydney hard. The city has been drenched, forcing thousands to be evacuated from low-lying areas as swollen rivers threatened homes. Roads have been cut and the heavy falls are predicted to continue throughout the morning.
In North Richmond, a knock at the door. Residents told to evacuate, threatened by rising water.
This has never happened before here. We've been, you know, even when the bridge has been under, it's been pretty good. But tonight, yeah, we've been ordered to go. So we're going.
If you get a knock on the door, if you are asked to leave, please leave.
Roads obscured or underwater. Some turning into rivers. At Menangle, this is how quickly the water rose, higher and higher, minute by minute. Waterfalls in the Blue Mountains gushing. The roads there just as impassable. Rescue boats launched, and even pets needed a little extra help.
These are devastating storms. An east coast low brings thunderstorms and floods, which are life-threatening. I can't emphasise that seriousness enough.
Further north, the Central Coast was on alert. 8,000 sandbags picked up from Gosford's SES headquarters.
For me, it's all about being prepared. Like, my back and front door could be breached.
The South Coast copping it too. A landslide blocking the road and causing traffic gridlock, with more bad weather on the way. Thunderstorms and life-threatening flash flooding are forecast today for parts of the Hunter, Metropolitan, Illawarra and South Coast.
People need to be on alert and on alert right now.
Gina Trahan, 7 News.
The flood death toll in northern New South Wales has risen to 4, 2 women and 2 men. 3 of the victims were elderly and one was much-loved country music singer Marge Graham. Lismore and Ballina residents have been given a small reprieve, weather conditions easing. But with shops closed and some roads impassable, they're now running out of essential supplies, including food, medicine and fuel. Floodwater in Queensland has begun to recede, but the crisis isn't over yet. More than 10,000 people have now registered to be part of the Mud Army, helping affected residents clean up the mess. Energex says it's on track to restore power for most of its affected customers by Sunday. But there is more severe weather in the forecast for the state's southeast, floods and thunderstorms predicted today. Western Australia has reopened its border, allowing families and friends to be reunited for the first time in almost 2 years. Triple vaccinated Australians with a border pass can now enter the state after the wall came down at midnight. An estimated 8,000 travellers are expected to pass through Perth Airport in the next few days. Around a quarter of those will come from overseas. WA has been closed off to the rest of the world for almost 700 days. Novavax is set to be approved for use as a COVID booster injection. Australia's vaccine regulator has recommended the jab be made available to people aged 18 and over. The protein-based shot has already been cleared for use as a first and second dose against the virus. It's been created as an alternative to the newer mRNA formulas. Russia has intensified its attacks on key Ukrainian cities as fighting rages for a seventh day. Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, continues to face relentless attacks from Russian forces, its police headquarters and university among the buildings targeted. Officials in the country's southeast fear hundreds may be dead after 15 hours of continuous shelling. Russia claims to have taken the Black Sea port city of Kherson, but authorities say it's still under Ukrainian control. More than 800,000 people have now fled Ukraine, and the UN has voted to condemn the invasion. Queensland police have issued an Amber Alert after a little girl went missing from the Logan suburb of Kingston at around 5:15 yesterday afternoon. Detectives are urging 27-year-old Caitlin Compton to urgently get in contact with them. It's believed the pair is travelling in a black Toyota Orion. An outback pilot has told of the extraordinary moment a missing camper stranded in South Australia's far north for 2 days was spotted from his plane. Danica Thompson had turned her T-shirt inside out to make herself visible from the sky, but tragically her boyfriend couldn't be saved.
As an outback pilot, Phil Van Wegen knows just how unforgiving the far north is. So when he got the call about two missing campers, he took to the skies.
Yeah, we spent the next few hours scouring the creeks and all the country around.
Before long, they found 24-year-old Danica Thompson on the creek line. She'd worked out how to make herself visible from the air.
Quite smart. She turned her white T-shirt inside out because they'd been in the dust and dirt for a bit. Turned it inside out so it was a lot brighter to see.
They also found Dylan's motorbike, sparking hope of finding him alive too. Tragically, they were too late. Members of Dylan's family found his body not far from his family's property, about 100 k's north of Roxby Downs.
Easy to say, never leave your vehicle, never do this, never do that. You have to know the full circumstances of what went on. And Dylan had been doing a hell of a lot to try and get help back to a stricken vehicle.
The news has shattered his family, many who joined the search effort. There's been an outpouring of grief online too. One friend wrote, "Neither of you deserved this ending to what was a beautiful love story." Another, "Absolutely devastating. Rest in peace, Dylan." The 29-year-old's family told 7 News they are so grateful for Phil, who was up searching the area within half an hour of learning of the stranded couple. They say without him, they might have lost both of them.
Really good support, you know, from the local community.
Kimberly Pratt, 7 News.
A 5-year-old Victorian boy has ended up in hospital with breathing difficulties after vaping with a classmate at school. His furious father says 3 weeks later the boy is still sick.
Another child grabbed his mum's vape at home, brought it into the schoolyard and asked them to come into the bushes and suck on this. It tastes like grapes. I can't open a Panadol bottle without some force, as you'd well know. But a child can pick up one of these devices that has nicotine in it.
He's demanding tighter restrictions on vapes, which are often illegally marketed to children. A major supermarket is taking its home delivery service to new heights. Shoppers will be able to receive groceries from the sky in an Australian first drone delivery trial.
Coles is taking to the skies, going futuristic to get groceries into homes.
Delivery can take an average of about 10 minutes, but our fastest delivery so far has been 3.5 minutes.
Shoppers can order from more than 250 products, from bread and fresh produce to healthcare items and toilet paper.
We've got about a 1 kilo weight limit, so we're seeing a lot of customers buying things like bananas and strawberries and milk.
Orders are placed on the Wing app with packers ready to go at a special warehouse.
The drone climbs to an altitude, a flying altitude, and then proceeds to the designated destination at about 110 kilometres an hour. It arrives at the location, hovers about 7 metres off the ground, and then lowers the package via a tether to the ground for the customer to collect.
The pilot program is offering no delivery fee and no minimum spend to entice customers to indulge in the next level delivery service.
Well, drone delivery has become increasingly integrated into the lives of Australians.
For now, the service is only available in Canberra, but if it proves popular, the drones could be hovering right across Australia in the near future.
The partnership now looking at ways to overcome barriers like bad weather and increased air traffic. Sarah Jones, 7 News.
Scientists are a step closer to bringing the Tasmanian tiger back to life. The ambitious University of Melbourne project involves sequencing the extinct animal's genome to provide a blueprint. A research laboratory will be set up using a $5 million donation.
The really great thing is that this has now become science fact rather than science fiction. This is something we actually can achieve now with the technologies that we have available today.
They're hoping it could be possible in the next 5 to 10 years. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is down by more than 2% this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher, Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose, the All Ords finished in positive territory, up 62 points, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,939 an ounce. Oil is $103 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 72.82 US cents, 84 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. The US president has used his first State of the Union address to fire a warning shot at Vladimir Putin, vowing he will pay a price for invading Ukraine. We were going to cross live to our US bureau chief, but we'll have to come back to Ashley Mullaney, and we'll move on to our next story. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has accused Vladimir Putin of committing war crimes in Ukraine. Mr. Johnson made the comment during Prime Minister's question time.
What we have seen already from Vladimir Putin's regime in the use of the munitions that they have already been dropping on innocent civilians, Mr. Speaker, in my view, already fully qualifies as a war crime.
He's described the tactics used by the Russian military under orders from President Putin as barbaric and indiscriminate. An American family's last-minute decision to leave their home after smelling gas has saved their lives. The powerful blast destroyed the house, leaving only the foundations. Officials say it was due to a contractor hitting a gas line while digging in the neighbourhood. A new study has linked premature menopause to dementia. Researchers in the UK found entering menopause before the age of 40 may increase your chance of developing dementia by up to 35%. It's thought the link may be caused by the large drop in estrogen levels. The average age for menopause is 51, with around 1 in every 100 women enduring a premature onset. The mystery of Stonehenge may finally have been solved. Researchers in the UK believe the site is a giant solar calendar created to help people keep track of days, weeks and months. It's thought Stonehenge may have been influenced by ancient sun-worshipping religions in the eastern Mediterranean. The significance of its layout becomes clear during the summer and winter solstices. Now back to our previous story. The US president has used his first State of the Union address to fire a warning shot at Vladimir Putin, vowing he will pay a price for invading Ukraine. Let's go live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney, who we have back on the line from Washington. Good morning, Ash. The war in Ukraine, very much the focus of his speech.
Well, it was certainly the most memorable part of the speech, Jody. Joe Biden spent the first 12 minutes of his remarks condemning Russia's aggression in Ukraine, saying that Vladimir Putin was now more isolated than ever, that he had underestimated the alliance of Western countries and, of course, the Ukrainian people.
He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met with a wall of strength he never anticipated or imagined. He met the Ukrainian people. We will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights. He has no idea what's coming.
couple of announcements from last night's address. Joe Biden saying that America would close its airspace to Russian aircraft, and he'd also be setting up a task force to target Russian oligarchs. That's Task Force KleptoCapture. That'll include members of the FBI, Secret Service and top prosecutors going after those oligarchs, boats, luxury jets and apartments. The president leaving the White House today was asked directly if he'd go as far as banning Russian oil from being imported into America. He said nothing's off the table. Jody.
Okay, Ash Maloney, thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport now, and Isaac Heaney will be a Swan for life. The Sydney star has signed a huge 6-year contract extension to keep him at the club until 2028, turning his back on free agency. The 25-year-old came through the Swans Academy and has played 129 games since debuting in 2015. And Carlton co-captain Sam Doherty is set to make his return for the Blues VFL side this weekend after undergoing chemotherapy to battle testicular cancer for a second time. Roosters star Luke Keary says he will start round one of the NRL season after overcoming his horrid knee and ankle injuries. The 30-year-old missed most of last year recovering from a torn ACL before ankle injuries ruined his pre-season. Now he'll team up with boom young gun Sam Walker against the Knights.
Just seen him come of age again a little bit more this year. He got a little bit bigger over the years and he's a terrific player.
Christian Welch has been named Storm captain alongside Dolphins-bound Jesse Bromwich for the 2022 season. The Australian cricket team has had a COVID scare on the eve of the historic Pakistan Test series. Former Australian spinner Fawad Ahmed tested positive to COVID overnight after joining up with the team as a consultant for the tour. Ahmed had been in isolation since arriving from the Pakistan Premier League on Monday before returning the positive result. All other players have tested negative so far ahead of the opening day of the first test tomorrow.
You know, a whole generation of Australian cricketers haven't had the chance to be over here and play. So as a group, we feel really privileged and lucky to be here.
It's Australia's first tour to the country in 24 years. After 7 weeks on the road, things are looking up for Perth in the A-League. The Glory surrendered an early 2-goal lead to table leaders Melbourne City, but the travel-weary Western Australians fought back, stealing a 2-all draw just in time to be allowed back home.
Product here. And blasted in, it's 2-2 Callum Simmons. And Perth Glory have come from 2 goals down to square it up again.
Perth are now 9th on the table. Athletes from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete as neutrals at the 2022 Beijing Winter Paralympics following the invasion of Ukraine. The athletes will compete under the Paralympic flag and not be included in the medal tally. Our Aussie para-athletes are ready for the games to begin. The opening ceremony is live on 7 tomorrow night, with the first Australians in action on Saturday on 7+. A 9-year-old boy is lifting his community's spirits, collecting supplies for flood victims west of Brisbane. In 2 days, Charlie Lacey has filled 15 trolleys.
Shampoo, conditioner, soap, pet food.
He said, "I promise I will get you as many items as possible." But I didn't expect this.
He's been dropping the donations off at the local rugby club and they've been flying out the door. Taking a look at the weather around the country now. Around the capitals, a storm likely with heavy falls possible in Brisbane, a top of 28 degrees. Rain with possible heavy falls in Sydney, 24. Rain at times in Canberra heading for 21. Sunny in Melbourne heading for 30 degrees today. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 26. Adelaide sunny and 33 degrees. Perth sunny and 26. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 33 degrees.